From the Ingalls studio, welcome to the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. Today is Friday, March 8th, and happy 78th birthday to the Monkees, Mickey Dolenz.
Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried.
I'm Bruce Jenkins, and here are your top stories presented by Tom Wage's Funeral Home. Second suspect arrested for allegedly impersonating a federal agent during home invasion. Duluth police finish expansion of real-time crime center and 7 tips for making college more affordable. All of this and more is coming up on the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. And if you're looking for community news, we encourage you to listen daily and subscribe.
Why talk to Tom M. Wage's Funeral Home Service today? You remove the financial and emotional stress from your loved ones. On the worst day of their lives, your family doesn't need to add financial stress to the pain of loss. You protect them. A pre-funded, pre-arranged funeral allows your family to grieve and mourn without the worry of how to pay. Plus, the peace of mind you have knowing everything is taken care of is priceless. Don't leave the worry and stress to your loved ones. Take care of your funeral pre-arrangements now. Let the family service professionals at Tom M. Wages in Snellville or Lawrenceville help you. Call Tom M. Wages today at 770-979-3200 or email jim@wagesfuneralhome.com. Tom M. Wages, the most respected and requested funeral home in Gwinnett County.
Stay connected with your community and honor those who have passed with the latest obituaries from Gwinnett County, Georgia. Brought to you by Tom Wages Funeral Home, providing compassion and care and support during life's most difficult moments. Today we honor William J. Bill Clack, Marvin James Summers, and Mark Giuliano. Tune in for the latest updates on the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast.
Jensen Adrian Cedeno Acevedo, a second suspect in a Lawrenceville home invasion case, has been apprehended by the Gwinnett County Police. The incident, which took place in December, involved 3 individuals who posed as federal agents to gain entry into an apartment. The culprits then restrained a father and son duo using zip ties and proceeded to rob them of their possessions. At the time of his arrest, Acevedo was already detained on separate charges. Another suspect, Luis Soto, had been taken into custody earlier, with police discovering tactical equipment and stolen items connected to the crime in his possession. The police investigation is still underway, and they urge anyone with further information to reach out to local authorities or provide anonymous tips to Crime Stoppers. The Duluth Police Department has announced the completion of its real-time crime center's expansion. The center, founded in 2017, employs a combination of advanced technology and a dedicated team of analysts to manage immediate crises and aid in crime resolution. The latest expansion has resulted in increased space and upgraded technology, boosting the total number of surveillance cameras to approximately 400. This expansion signifies a major step forward in Duluth's dedication to public safety, enabling the center to function as a comprehensive hub for crime response. Analysts are now able to offer precise support to officers during ongoing criminal activities and city events, while also ensuring smooth collaboration with neighboring law enforcement agencies. The average in-state tuition at public colleges has climbed to over $10,000, while private colleges are averaging a steep $42,000. However, Estefany Flores, a staunch advocate for financial aid, urges students not to be discouraged by these numbers. She highlights the importance of viewing a college education as a future investment. Flores points out that dual enrollment programs, which allow high school students to accrue college credits, are often overlooked resources that can substantially cut down tuition costs. Dr. Rihanna Berry, associate professor, offers several strategies to help offset tuition expenses. These include early savings plans, pursuing 2-year degrees, enrolling as transient students, taking AP IB classes, applying for grants, and exploring work-study opportunities. Dr. Berry cautions students against depending on loans as their primary financial solution and alerts them to potential scams aimed at those seeking college funding. Despite the financial hurdles, Gwinnett College continues to maintain its affordability, providing a wide range of options for financial assistance. Flores encourages students to contact the college's financial aid office for tailored advice and support in navigating the financial aspects of college education. We have opportunities for sponsors to get great engagement on these shows. Call 770-874-3200 for more info. We'll be right back.
This is Leah McGrath, your Ingles dietitian. If you're looking at cereal options for you and your family, be sure and notice a few things. Number one, what's the unit price? That's the price per ounce shown on the shelf tag. Number two, what's the serving? That's on the Nutrition Facts panel. And also on the Nutrition Facts panel, you'll see the amount of sugar and fiber. Look for a cereal that has 3 or more grams of fiber and 10 or less grams of added sugar.
Many parents harbor the desire to financially support their adult children, which is a factor that should be considered during financial planning. Some may discover dormant 401k accounts and consider utilizing these funds to settle their child's student loans. However, drawing from retirement accounts for this purpose can trigger penalties and taxes, thereby diminishing the sum available for debt repayment. The decision between investing for the future or paying off debt needs careful consideration, considering aspects such as interest rates and potential returns on investments. Financial experts typically discourage depleting retirement savings, instead proposing alternate strategies such as reallocating current savings or assisting with loan payments directly from regular income. Ashley Merchant, the legal counsel for Michael Roman, appeared before a state Senate committee to testify about her discovery of an alleged romantic relationship between Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis and Special Prosecutor Nathan Wade. Merchant initiated a motion to have Willis disqualified from the Trump election interference case because of this alleged affair. Details of the affair were revealed by Terrence Bradley, Wade's previous law partner, who voiced concerns about Wade's behavior. In response to these allegations, the Senate committee issued a subpoena to Merchant to delve deeper into the accusations, concentrating on potential conflicts of interest and monetary rewards in the case. Despite the ongoing controversy, Willis reiterated her commitment to continue with a felony racketeering case against Trump and his associates. Georgia Agriculture Commissioner Tyler Harper, in collaboration with the Vidalia Onion Committee, has declared April 17th as the official pack date for the 2024 Vidalia Onion season. Famed for their distinctive sweet taste, Vidalia onions will be accessible in supermarkets across the country from April until early September. The determination of the pack date is influenced by factors such as soil and weather conditions, which serve to ensure the superior quality of the onions. With approximately 11,000 acres set aside for cultivation during the 2024 season, producers are optimistic about another prosperous year. Vidalia onions, unique to 20 counties in southern Georgia due to specific environmental conditions, are protected under federal and state legislation. Brian Harris, hailing from Statham, has been named as a new vice president of information technology at Jackson EMC, taking over from Jeff Keane, who is set to retire after 41 years of dedicated service. In his previous role as director of IT infrastructure and data integrity, Harris was responsible for leading the cooperative cybersecurity program and the incident response team. In his new position, Harris will be tasked with spearheading technological advancements at Jackson EMC, focusing on infrastructure, collaboration, implementation, and support. Harris brings a wealth of experience to the role, having been a part of the cooperative since 1997 and serving in various capacities throughout the years. Harris is an alumnus of the University of Georgia, holding a Bachelor of Business Administration in Management Information Systems, and is an active member of InfraGuard. Jackson EMC, with its headquarters located in Jefferson, Georgia, provides service to over 260,000 meters across 15,000 miles of energized wire. We'll have final thoughts after this.
Are you ready to serve and protect? Looking to fulfill a career in law enforcement? Then it's time to join the Henry County Sheriff's Office. We're hiring detention officers and deputies. No experience? No problem. We provide training for all new recruits, and all you need is a high school diploma, a clean record, and a determination to serve and protect.
Enjoy incredible benefits such as the possibility of receiving a commuter vehicle if your residence is outside of Henry County. Some restrictions may apply. Call us today or visit henrycountysheriffga.gov to learn more.
Henry County Sheriff's Office. Unlock your potential and join our team today.
Thanks again for hanging out with us on today's Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. If you enjoy these shows, we encourage you to check out our other offerings like the Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast, the Marietta Daily Journal, the Community Podcast for Rockdale, Newton, and Morgan Counties, or the Paulding County News podcast. Read more about all our stories and get other great content at GwinnettDailyPost.com. Did you know over 50% of Americans listen to podcasts weekly? Giving you important news about our community and telling great stories are what we do. Make sure you join us for our next episode and be sure to share this podcast on social media with your your friends and family. Add us to your Alexa Flash Briefing or your Google Home Briefing, and be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast is a production of the BG Ad Group. All rights reserved.